Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and neilhaley.com. And I remember watching this guy for so many years, from episodes at when I was a child to continued episodes. So I'm excited to welcome the program, Donnie Most. We all know him as Ralph Mouth on Happy Days. Donnie, thanks for calling. How are you?
Well, I'm good, thanks. Thank you, and thanks for having me, Neil.
Absolutely, Donnie. Tell us the story of basically how you got the role on Happy Days. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I grew up in New York and I started out actually singing before I was acting, and then I started getting into, got the acting bug when I was about, big time, when I was about 16, and so I was going out on, I was able to get an agent and manager and started getting auditions, and I started doing a lot of TV commercials while I was in high school, and then continuing through college and doing theater in college, and then went out to California after my junior year, originally just for the summer, and I started getting some work pretty quickly, and so made the decision after the summer at my agent's advice, to take 6 months off from school, not go back, since I had some momentum, and the season was getting real busy, and see what would happen. So I stayed out in L.A. and got some more work, and then I went a period of time with nothing for like months, and I said, oh, I made a bad decision, and but then Happy Days audition came up, and I had several callbacks, and then eventually a screen test, and that led to me getting, offered a role that I didn't even, originally I tried out for the role of Potsy, but they then decided they wanted to cast me in they gave the role to Anson, but the executives liked my screen test and decided they should make me a regular character as well. So there was a small role in the pilot of a guy named Ralph, and they said, we'll build that role up, and he could be a regular. So that's how that happened.
Very interesting. What would you say was your fondest memory of the years being on Happy Days?
People ask me that, and it's really hard to single out one single event, but, the memories that I really remember are the camaraderie that we had and the way we collaborated on the professional side, some of the sessions that we used to have with the writers and after a run through, and we'd be discussing, we'd be getting notes from people, like Gary Marshall and the writers and our director, Jerry Paris, and then all of us working together to try to make, to solve problems, make things better, funnier, and some of the back, sort of the backstage conversations that we all had. Those are the things that I remember the most.
Usually shows last long when the cast works together and likes each other. That's usually what happens. And you have talented people around you, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had a great, great group of people, and we did get along incredibly well, and we had respect for each other for the work. We took it seriously. We had a great time, but we worked really hard at it. But yes, the fact that we had all got along so well, and having that great chemistry, really was a big factor for the show's success.
So you started as a musician, Donnie, and then you went back to your passion after, or continued to act, but this is your passion, music, isn't it? It sounds like it to me.
Yeah. It was interesting. I always knew that at some point I would go back to the music. Not that I'd ever want to give up acting or directing, which I've done, but that I would go back to the music in a significant way at some point. And I don't know why I waited quite as long as I did, but I think it had to do with the fact that the music that I loved my whole life was, were the great songs of the American Songbook and the jazz standards. And it was hard to do that kind of music when I was younger in the 70s and 80s, because it was kind of looked upon as old-fashioned during that period. And but now, you know, there's been such a resurgence in the last, I'd say, 15, 20 years of that music that I knew this was a much better time for me to pursue it again. So I think that was a big factor, and I'm loving the fact that I can do this music and that there's a, you know, there's an audience for it and a growing audience for it. And not only the people from my generation, but younger people have discovered this music and really love it. So that's exciting to me. And I love exposing it to people who aren't as familiar with it. And of course, the people who are, that's great to see their enjoyment of it. And I love it so much. So it's a great situation right now.
So you think of swing and big band, and you say to yourself that I see dancing as becoming such a popular genre now of just older styles and different styles. People just love to dance. And so describe your CD for us. Launch D-Most, mostly swinging, and explain how it worked, how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, when we decided, I met a guy named Willie Murillo, originally, because he's a great trumpet player as well as an arranger, and he played for me in one of my live gigs. And then I got to know him a little, and I started hearing some of the stuff he arranged, and I was really impressed, because arrangements are so important to me. And I knew this guy was written some of the best I'd heard. So we started talking about doing a CD, and then it was like, okay, what songs are we going to do, and what are the style and the arrangements, and that became a real labor of love, because I see that he had the same kind of sensibilities as me, and we loved that, the excitement of a big band sound when it really swings, and it has the sort of integrity and essence of the older, you know, of the original songs and some of the big band stuff, but yet with a modern, today's kind of voicings, if you will. And so the combination makes it has all the great things about it that it had, but you know, it's a little bit more fresh and more, even more exciting than I think it was back then, because of the, you know, evolution of music. So it's a great sound, and people, when they hear it, they can't help but want to dance, as you talk about. I mean, it happened when we do it live. People at their tables literally get up and just stand around and start dancing, because the music is that infectious. And you know, and those lyrics of these old songs were so wonderful and unique and funny and sophisticated and witty and at times incredibly poignant, you know, on some of the great, great ballads. So people love, you know, you can't help, no matter what music you like, you can't help but getting caught up in the feel of this music.
Exactly. Okay. Best place we can find information on you to purchase your CD and learn more about you. Where can we go?
Yeah, the CD is on Amazon and iTunes. You can download it, and you know, people could find out more about what I'm doing on my Facebook page, the music page under Don Most, or Twitter at Most_Don, and my website DonnieMost.com. So I encourage people to check out some of the songs on iTunes. They could, you know, sample it and the most, mostly swinging, and the band swings for sure, and I think I'm right there in the pocket with them.
All right, awesome, Donnie. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you coming on. Take care.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, Donnie. Bye bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.